हाँ Trying
You
Where you
reached
lie
emergency
to?
roadside assistance. My name is Jada. Are you currently in need of roadside assistance?
Ma'am? Yes, I'm in need of roadside assistance.
Okay, are you calling from a safe location?
Yes, ma'am, for the last 3 hours.
All right. Can you give me your first and last name, please?
Ma'am?
May provide your first and last name.
Antoine Brister. I have a policy through Fred Lawyer.
Okay. And you said, can you spell the first name?
Antoine, A-N-T-O-I-N-E. Brister. B-R-I-S-E-R.
Okay. And can you verify our callback number in case we get disconnected?
601-810-9679. You've been the nicest agent today. I want to tell you that. Thank you.
Thank you, sir, and you're so welcome. So would you like to receive mobile text updates about the status of your service today?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Message and data rates may apply.
Okay.
All right, and can you provide me with that policy number?
It is... I'm with Fred Lawyer, too.
Okay.
654-5049-1052.
Okay, I have 654-504-9-1052.
Yeah, 654-5049-1052.
All right, Mr. Brister, give me 1 second to get you pulled up.
Okay. Could you hold? This might be them. Hold on. Hello?
Yes, sir, I'm here.
Okay, I'm back.
Okay,
that
so...
That was the roadside people. They said they couldn't find a provider, and they saying I'm going to have to pay for it, even though I pay Fred Lawyer for insurance. Roadside. Do that sound all right?
So, have you already called in previously today and already got a service set up?
No, I already had the service, and I had locked my keys in the car. And I call and nobody called back.
So you called this number? You called this number and spoke with someone?
Yes, ma'am. Well, I got transferred to I guess this number.
Okay, and so whoever you were on the phone with, did you guys set up a service or were they not able to set up a service for you?
They never called back.
Okay. Give me 1 second. Let me try to see if I can see a previous ticket for you.
Okay. I mean, that's all. I just need my dough, man. Why bust the window, darling? You know?
Yes, I understand, sir. It's probably hot outside, too.
Man, I told you she been the cooler one I ain't talked to, bro. It's hot as hell. We ain't gonna make it.
Yeah, I see where somebody started you off a ticket, but they didn't really complete it.
See?
I'm not sure why, but I can get you set up and see what they meant.
One of them told me that they couldn't find a provider in my area. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Because they, go ahead.
So I'm not even seeing where someone even went through your whole process to find you a provider. So I'm not sure who you spoke with. But the policy number you gave me isn't popping up for me. I'm not able to see your coverage information. So if you can, are you able to call a freight lawyer agent so that I can speak with them and get you covered for the service so it won't be out of pocket?
Okay.
You can place me on hold and make a conference call once they answer the phone.
Okay, hold on.
All right.
Yes, hello?
Yes.
Hey, my name is Jada. I'm from Emergency Roadside. I'm trying to get Mr. Brister set up for a roadside assistance service, but I'm having issues pulling up his policy. Are you able to provide me with some information for him?
Yes. Let me see. Let me just get to the system.
You got a charger. You got a charger. Phone charger. Phone charger.
And can I get your name, sir?
Right. Yes, my name is going to be Edgar.
Edgar, okay.
I got the. It's just lit up. Yeah.
And then if you guys have the policy number, I'm ready for it.
Okay, so the number he gave me was 654-504-91052.
Same kind of man.
Right. And the name on the policy?
Antoine Brister.
All right. Yes, I see it here.
So he is covered for roadside? Like,
let me see. Let me just get in here. Just give me one moment.
Okay.
Could you hold Jada?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
All right. Yes, ma'am. He does have roadside assistance on his policy.
Okay. So are you able to give me the effective date of this policy?
Yes. So it was effective as of last month, this month of the 15th. I'm sorry.
So 7/15.
Yes.
Okay. And what is the producer code of the policy?
The producer was, let me see.
Yes,
2732.
Yes,
ma'am.
In the plan letter?
It's in.
In? All right. Thank you, Mr. Edgar. That's all the information I need for you.
All right. Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Have a great day.
You too. All right, Mr. Antoine, give me 1 second so I can get all this information put in for you and get you pulled up, okay?
Okay.
All right, Mr. Brister, what is your home address?
7524 Biscayne Lane.
Is that B-I-S-T-A-N-E?
Yes. Apartment 934, Fort Worth, Texas, 76133. And I'm out of town.
76113?
Yes. I'm out of town, and they ain't even caring, acting like...
Yes, sir. I just have to get your home address for to put it on file. I'll get your current address in 1 second.
Okay.
What is the year, make, model, and color of your vehicle?
White 2004 Lexus ES330.
All right. All right. Give me 1 second.
Okay. Hey, well, I'm going to go in there real also big. Great strawberry on here, they ain't even got what I need. They give me a fruit roller. This is good. It's crazy. Hot. Damn, I know you wanna get to work. Huh? Read. Are you here to talk to people can cook? Let me get off. I'm gonna get that piece so I can look at that. You still there, John?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'm
just
gonna run
pulled
to the
up.
Car and get my charge.
Okay, that's fine.
You got it? Okay. Okay. All right, I'm back.
All right. And you said you were locked out of that vehicle, correct?
Right.
All right. All right, so are the keys inside of the passenger compartment and not in the trunk?
No, they're on the driver's side floorboard.
Okay. Are there any broken keys involved?
No.
And does that vehicle have power locks and power windows?
Yes.
Okay. All right, and what is that vehicle's current address, Mr. Brister?
My physical address. The 7524?
And that's where the vehicle
about
is.
I'm locked out at?
Yes.
Well, I'm locked out? 2126 Fortin Berry Road.
Fortin Berry Road?
Yes, ma'am.
And what city and state is that?
McCall, Mississippi.
Are you at a residence or a business? Are you on the side of the road?
No, a residence. Residence.
Okay. And you said 4126, correct?
2126, I think.
2126.
Yes.
Okay, yeah, it's not pinpointing me at a residence. It's actually pinpointing on the street. That's why I asked where you're
okay.
On the street.
I think that's it. Oh, yeah.
Is the street spelled F-O-R-T-E-N, Barry?
Yes, I think it's 21 something. That might not be it.
Okay.
Let me figure it out. Because I was pulling up where I'm really at, but it's at another main house, and it's 1006 Simmons Road, but it put up Britt Simmons every time you try to put it in. 1006 Simmons Road.
Let's try that. 1006 Simmons Road.
Yeah. But it always pull up Britt Simmons.
That looks like it's showing on a street address as well.
Yeah, the 1006 Simmons Road, Magnolia, Mississippi.
So Magnolia, Mississippi or Macomb?
Magnolia.
Okay. So, yeah, it's showing 1006 Britt Simmons Road.
Yeah, that ain't it. That's not it. That in Google. Nah, it's Simmons, but it won't pull up. See, this the
so is that 2126, the street name you just gave me, was that in Macomb or Magnolia?
It was in Macomb, but okay. Well, try Magnolia.
Okay, so that was 2126 Fortin Berry,
yeah.
And you said try Magnolia?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not a Macomb, somebody on three-way.
Yeah, I'm still pulling up that Macomb address on the street.
Okay, hold on. I'm going to call somebody.
I can, if I'm able to, I can send you a text message, and I can see if I can pinpoint your location that way.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to be sending it over to you. You should be receiving it just shortly.
Yep, I just got it.
Okay, so click on the link. And read me off those letters, starting with the latitude.
31.097171.
And the longitude?
-90.273302.
Okay.
Did it work?
It's not pulling up an exact address. It's just saying Tylertown, Mississippi.
Yeah, on this side. Well, I mean, this is crazy.
All right, yeah, you can go ahead and make that call. I just wanted to see was that going to work before you did that.
Okay. Hold on.
Okay.
Let me try to call him again.
Okay.
Yeah, hold on. I'm going to keep calling until you answer.
Okay, sir. That's fine.
I think I answered. Hold on. Yeah, I might have to ride over there.
Is your vehicle able to move?
No, ma'am. The key's in there. And I'm covered on the roadside, ain't I?
Yes, you are.
Okay. Let me see. Let me try to call them again.
Are there any street names around you?
Yeah, Simmons Road. That's the road I'm off of.
Simmons Road, and what's their home
oh,
number?
Oh, there he is. He just called back home.
Okay.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, it was 2026 Fortenberry Road, Macomb, Mississippi.
Okay.
And see, the house is back off the in that road.
Yes, I see it. So, is there a street they'll be able to get off of?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
And thank you for being patient with me, too, there, John.
You're fine, sir. You're so welcome. Just give me 1 second. I'm going to find a provider for you to do the service. And I'll let you know what their ETA time is. I'm going to put you on hold, okay?
Okay.
All right. Give me 1 second.